Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Elaine. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. We're talking today about He's Like a Poisonal Wolf.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
In this 2004 file photo, environmentalist Brooks Fahey holds a flyer looking for tips about poisoning of wolves in Idaho. Conservationist Brooks Fahey has been concerned with the issue of wolf kills, and specifically, wolf poisonings, for some time. Wolf biologists say that 90% of documented wolf killings are the result of humans. The number of cattle killed by wolves has increased from 31 in 2020 to 49 in 2021. The data shows domestic dogs were responsible for almost 20 times as many sheep deaths as wolves. More wolves were killed by humans during the year of 2021 than in any year since 2009, the year when wolves were restored to the state, according to the latest annual report on wolves by the Oregon Fish and Wildlife. A recent round of poisonings has killed not just wolves, but scores of ranch dogs and household pets who have eaten the insecticide-laced pellets left on wilderness trails, the state's wildlife manager said. Tim Sundels dismissed pet poisonings as collateral damage, and bashed federal wildlife managers for dumping wolves into Idaho. Tim Sundels runs a pro-wolf site which provides step-by-step instructions for how to poison wolves successfully. This gray wolf is part of a pack near Ketchum, Idaho, which may have been an intended target for the venom-laced Ketchum, Idaho, venom-laced meat. Fearing someone is trying to kill gray wolves in central Idaho, an environmental group and a sheep ranch put up a $1,000 reward this week for information leading to the capture of the person who poisoned the meat, which killed one dog and sickened another. As its investigation into wolves being poisoned in Idaho continues, multiple environmental groups have accumulated about $43,000 US worth of rewards for information leading to breaking up a case. He has also warned hunters to ensure that their dogs are not around poisoned carcasses. One of the calls for the wolf tips came from a hunter who killed a wolf, trimmed his tail, and boasted of his accomplishment in front of so many people that authorities needed very little assistance making a case. Even they were unsure of what they were seeing, and called the coyote the prairie wolf. The name still stuck in parts of the country. The first time I laid eyes on a tasty hillbilly, Lachlan Locke Kelly, he left the room without giving me a second look. Lachlan Kelly is just the type of hero that I like, and I felt as though I had never read one of his kind in either the collegiate or new adult settings, so it was a breath of fresh air. He is in the University of the Wild, getting his bachelor's degree, then getting the hell out of California. Lachlan Kelly has her own opinions about it, like everybody, and while she is inclined to keep her opinions to herself, she does. Thanks, J. Wolf. J. Wolf has written such a sweet ending for Helena and her mountain man. Julia Wolf lives in Maryland with her husband and their three crazy, wonderful children. She is a big believer in happily ever after, no matter how difficult the journey there is. The poisoning came on the heels of years of progress by the area sheep farmers to minimize the number of wolves that attacked, Stone added. Stone told NBC News that she is not aware of any confirmed cases where wolves have been poisoned with xylitol, but added that the federal and state officials with whom she met suspected that poisoned meat from the two dogs was intended for the wolves. In the book The Wolf's Curse, written by Kelly Armstrong, a demonic figure who claims to be Marchoges appears with her beast from hell, claiming she is the maker of the werewolves. Marchoges appears as a chimerical fire-spitting wolf, with the wings of a griffin and tail of a snake. In Ars Goetia, Solomon's first book in the Lesser Key, Solomon is portrayed as a wolf with wings of a griffin and tail of a snake, spitting fire out of its mouth, but can assume the shape of a human on request of the Magi. The shapeshifter says that it is one of the many legends about his creation, and that he does not know nor care whether or not the demon is really Marchoges. The flower and its derivatives appear to be forcing the werewolves to take on the shape of the wolves. The flower and its derivatives are toxic to humans, but are not quite as toxic as they are in the real world. For instance, the petals of wolfsbane found in fruit punch will probably kill a person within hours of ingestion. The introduction of a poison pill might not always mean the business is unwilling to.
Buy. A company targeted by a hostile takeover can use a poison pill to render its stock unfavorable to the purchasing company or person. Teen Wolf executive producer Jeff Davis said that he considers the plant itself as Teen Wolf's kryptonite. Hunters do not see many moose, according to many wolf biologists, because the wolves are driving them to higher ground that is less accessible to humans. Steve Nadeau, wolf coordinator with the Idaho Fish and Game Department, said the Idaho elk population has been stable for years. The counts mean humans are responsible for killing 12% of Oregon's known wolf population by 2021. This song is from an album called Suck Out the Poison, released in 2006. This song is an English song, sung by He Is Legend.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Elaine and this was episode 176 of Podka. See ya next time.